This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m.
As you know it, as it is, you know what time it is. It's no borders.
No borders.
Thank you, Palliser. Yeah.
Why? The volume was too high.
She just stands on the
it's
wrong.
It's your voice, it's, Baba. It's your voice.
Well, can this voice give me some
Father.
Money?
Father.
Of the year.
Oh, man, I saw pictures of baby M, man. Yeah, Princess M.
It's crazy.
Golly, man. Beautiful.
Crazy. Yeah.
I got to lock her up, though.
She's growing so quickly,
she
man.
She ain't going nowhere. Yeah. No public schools, no private
nothing,
schools.
Nothing.
She's going to be homeschooled,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
By daddy.
Uncles, we got to build a basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Chains in the dungeon, everything.
Yeah, everything. 100%. Who's the light-skinned dude?
Light-skinned bald dude.
I'm telling you, right?
You've started.
With a scarf and a white tee.
This was no borders, dog.
Yeah, well, we might be changing
the
name.
Some borders.
There are no borders, but
with regards to pigmentation, there's some borders.
Man, it's not our fault you came out on the lighter shade of life. You know, we just try to keep it dark.
They warned me. They warned me when I walk in.
Did you see the picture that I posted of you on Instagram?
Yo, that was an old ass picture. That was the first season.
Yeah, but it made sense, right?
Yeah, I was lit by the sun there.
Yeah.
The sun took me.
Were you skinnier?
Yeah, I was no.
You hadn't gotten that first paycheck.
No.
He wasn't skinny.
Definitely not.
No. He was not skinnier.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not yet.
He was eating a big check at the time.
Not yet.
Oh, snap. I could do it one of those right now.
I actually just hiked up.
You know, I could do it one of those right now.
Yeah, yeah. A nice fat check would be nice right about now.
MTV Sugar, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, make a plan.
Shout out to MTV Sugar Dance Up.
And everybody, don't forget, at the end of the show, we're going to play you episode number
four. Yeah.
Yeah. From the Sugar the radio series.
And we still got 11 weeks of the radio drama series, so don't miss it. And subscribe to the podcast. Yeah. So when I was talking to Greg about it, if you go to our page, there's a little place where you can put your email address so that, you know, every time a podcast comes out, you're alerted on your email that, you know, don't miss a podcast. And black people, it's free.
Golly,
you gotta mention it with black people.
God,
like, I subscribe. Whenever people think subscribe, they're like, subscription.
Money.
You know what I mean? Nah, y'all, it's free. Why? We'll holler at you.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if you want to holler at us on WhatsApp whilst we're on the show, it's 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. And yeah, we're living in the city.
You already know. That's why I like having people like Benny Langer. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
coming with cameras just make us feel like celebrities. We've been having a lot of cameras these days, man.
Well, look, I mean, we're trying to improve the brand positioning.
You know,
so,
I mean,
you know,
yeah.
We're just trying to let people know that we got a few more resources than they think we got. You know,
we got some. I keep looking at the camera. Though. I'm like, yo, is he making
that's
sure?
That's the problem with you
getting,
radio people.
Are you getting my good side? You getting
problem.
My good side? You
that's
getting
the problem with
is
radio
the beard
people.
Looking shiny?
Like, where the camera at? Where the camera at?
Because we never get
never
a chance
camera,
to be on
man.
Camera.
Well, we got the cameras here, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, anyway, just in case you don't know who the light skinned guy talking in the back of the mic is, this is Mr. Benny Langer, the official host and presenter, the male side of the two people who are hosting, who are presenting XOA, which is Extreme Outdoors Africa, which is a dope series that actually came out, started last year. They made a lot of money out of it, clearly.
I don't know nothing about that.
And I gotta say, before we really get into it, I think the most extreme thing, black people have been through enough extreme things. I don't know why y'all
extreme.
Going out there, white water rafting, jumping off cliffs, getting into helicopters.
You know.
Apartheid and colonialism was our extreme sport.
It was bad enough.
We're done. For the next maybe 3 or 4 generations, we are okay.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. Can we just chill? But anyway, Benny, so tell us a bit about XOA, man.
Okay, first and foremost, we did the first season last year.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea about the extreme outdoors community. Hadn't really left South Africa, actually.
I
think I'd been to Botswana. That was about it.
Which is an extension.
That's like South Africa extension one.
It's an extension.
So hadn't really traveled, didn't really know much about the extreme outdoors activities and, you know, the people that do it and why they do it.
Yeah.
So I came in very green. The show was pretty much a pilot, so it was very experimental.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very unprepared for the show.
I think probably like any African, you know
exactly.
what I mean? Like anything that
very
has to, you know what I mean?
Had no idea what I was doing, and it showed, you know what I mean? Like I was scared of literally everything that we did. But, you know, it was cool. I got to go to Zambia, got to go to Kenya for the first time as well. Met a lot of interesting people for free 99.
Yes. Hey, man, I love that.
Free 99.
Man. I have never been on a plane for free, man.
I swear to God.
For free?
Yeah, man. Well, I had to, like, risk my life and shit. I don't know. I don't know if that's the cost y'all willing to pay, but...
Okay.
They paid you a check, man. What are you talking about?
So jumping off a bridge, dangling in the air. What kind of check? Okay, what kind of check would you want for just to, you know,
well,
a million
off a bridge? Well, you know better than to ask me about that. That's just going to be like an outrageous number that I'm going to ask for. But the reality is, I mean, you get a check to go and have fun and do white people stuff.
Yeah, man.
Do stuff like Oscar.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. People might not really know what you're talking about when you say outdoors. They might think safari, you know, just, you know, going, you know, like, no. So what is extreme outdoors?
Brother, we're in Africa. Everything is outdoors. But let me break it down. The extreme side of it is, basically, there's a community that people don't know about, man, that people that actually pay to actually go and jump off cliffs and dive with sharks and stuff like that.
White,
you know,
water,
what I mean?
Rafting and all.
You know what I mean?
They
pay to risk their lives. They put their lives on the line. They pay insurance policies, all sorts of things, man.
Yeah, it's but it's
crazy.
About the high, though, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, because honestly speaking, I think, like, you know...
Give me a bottle of gin, fam, any day.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but this is the thing. Like, we can't do that all the time. Wouldn't you like to be drunk off a bottle of gin and then go throw yourself off a cliff?
Bungee jumping.
You know how much that hinders your ability to do this job? You have no idea. You know, we know our habits.
Yes.
We know our habits. We don't live the cleanest life.
Of course.
Okay? So I had to hike up Lion's Head in Cape Town.
Yeah.
That was the most excruciating, painful experience of my life.
It was gruesome, eh?
It was gruesome. I felt like dying.
You thought about every round.
I was like, if I jump here, it will make good TV, and I'll be dead, and this thing will be over.
would make really good TV.
Exactly.
Who's in your policy? Who gets the money if you're gone?
Hey, man. It's gotta be Mom Dukes, man.
Mama Bear. You already know.
Otherwise, it's not gonna work out.
I got a couple of shorties I might want to just hook up.
The interesting thing about season one is that I didn't even know what I was auditioning for when I auditioned for the show.
Oh, okay.
Golly.
Nobody even told me what. I came dressed in a suit similar to what
you
I'm
see.
Right
white
now.
People are sneaky.
I walk in.
They're sneaky, man. Like, they knew you wouldn't say yes.
You got the show. Just sign here. By the way. There will be sharks involved and jumping off helicopters. Well, it's crazy, man.
And by then, they've already told you how much you're going to earn. So, like, oh, well, look, it's fine.
So there's no turning back.
Look, let's just do it. Let's just do it. And then
turning back. Once you see in the check, no turning back. But it's been a lot of fun.
All right,
man.
Craziest experience. The one that had you shitting in your pants.
The worst for me. And maybe it's not as extreme.
Yeah.
But I had to bungee jump for the first time in my life. And this was like here. This was by Monte Cassino in Foy's.
Yeah.
That was the worst feeling ever. I will never do that again. And I say it on the show. I'm never doing this again.
And
guess what they do? We're doing it again.
Higher. I saw it. I saw the picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
Where he's basically like, please.
help me.
I was like, I will never.
Like, what is this dude doing?
It was terrible, man. It was.
Like, how much can they honestly play to do this?
You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, why, man?
What's crazy is that my
co-host does everything. All these things that we do,
she does them
anyway.
Yeah.
For free, like in her own leisure time.
Yeah.
She wake up in the morning, you wake up in the morning, you're hungover, you know, you're going to drink water or whatever. She wakes up, she's like,
Well, Popeye's open in Sensen City, people.
Yeah. I can't even indulge in that.
I love Popeye's chicken, man. We kind of knew last year because we were doing their digital marketing before they came.
Oh, nice.
And this is one thing, I'm just going to give you all the secrets. I don't work for those dudes no more.
Yeah.
But anyway, so a dude found out just before they came that they're coming. You know what he did?
What did
he went and he opened up a website, popeyeschicken.co.za. Really? Now, when they came through, they're like, yo, we need... He's like, it's mine.
Like, you got that money?
He opened it up for 1,400 grand, and they paid him. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Moves.
Yeah. Moves.
So who else is coming?
let's get on that website game.
Okay, so that was season one.
Yeah.
What should we look forward to in season two?
Well, first and foremost, we have a plan. We've got a lot more. It's a lot more destinations based this time. So a lot more countries. We're going to Ghana. We're going to Malawi. We're going to Uganda. We're going to the Comores. We're going to Zimbabwe. First time. I feel like everybody from Zimbabwe is my friend. I've never been.
This is just not right.
I've never been. It's my first time.
You know what? And it's And let's not even pretend. I just shortcome with that message, Liz. Wow. Anyway,
thanks, Liz. we've got our own WhatsApp number, Liz. 079-748-2090. Thank you.
Holla there.
Agree.
But you know, and this is the whole concept of no borders. That is true. Africans don't know nothing about other African countries, and we don't travel Africa. The minute you get that passport, you're over at the French embassy, the U.S. embassy, and you're not even going. You're not even going to the Grand Canyon.
No.
You know what I mean? You're going to New York.
Man.
Concrete jungle, dog.
Who needs to travel anymore? There's Instagram, bro.
Well,
Instagram just came and just smashed everything.
Everything.
Anyway, I'm in Paris. Oh, that's the Eiffel Tower. I guess it's not beautiful as it thought it would be.
Okay, I saw it on Instagram. I'm good.
Oh, you're talking about the long thing. Okay.
No, but Africa's interesting, man.
Africa's way interesting. You know, tell them about the time when you had to take photos with cheetahs, like live.
Oh, okay.
I saw those pictures. Yeah. I'm like, Benny, what?
That's some other extreme.
Nigga, what?
The cheetahs were cool. What? It's the lions that are an issue.
What do you mean? You see? They got him. He's gone.
No, I'm going to tell
you.
He's gone.
What do you mean the cheetahs were cool?
That's why. That's the beauty of this show. It's educational. You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned some stuff about.
What did you learn?
Firstly, cheetahs and lions don't get along, period.
Okay.
And then these bright Zambian people I met decided to put them together in one enclosure, right? So, like, while you're with the cheetahs, the lions are like, oh, okay. Carry on with it. Carry on. You coming this side.
Oh, snap.
And then they bring me to the lion, right? You saw the picture.
Yeah.
Like, I was literally in shitting my pants position.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure. So they bring the lion, and there's like 8 niggas surrounding the lion. And they're running with the lion. One guy's carrying a stick.
Oh,
that's about it.
You know what? My phone just vibrated in my pocket. I thought, I got scared.
But the lion was running towards
you. It was running towards me, like trotting, you know, because it's been doing this. This is like its day job. So it comes through. it comes through, and they set it down. And I don't know what the lion's name was, but it was like, calm down, like sit down. And it's like, nigga, this is a lion. It will tear up everybody
and
in this resort.
And they talking like
right
they homies.
Yeah, it was like, no, lion, sit down. This is what's going to happen. He's going to walk behind you. I'm like, I'm going to walk behind
the lion.
Like, you don't even do that to a person. Like, you want to do that to a lion.
Like, wait, hold up.
So, that you know, what's crazy is, I don't know if you watch Taken, if you know Liam Neeson, you know, like, how quickly he spots, like, exits and whatever.
Yeah.
My man.
Only you were
in
there.
That position.
Not even Liam Neeson. You were Jason Bourne. You're like, exit there. Like, if I need a gun, the gun is probably over there.
This side, there's an overweight lady that I'm going to trip on my way out. You know what I mean? I had all these plans, man. And then they tell you, you see, like a lion's skin is like 8 times thicker than that of a person.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
So you can't just stroke it because it's like ticklish. You have to slap it and like really hold it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's
going to
tick.
You can't just be rubbing it like
a
dog.
And you got to keep talking. You got to keep talking to it because it's got to know that you're there behind it, right? So you got to keep talking.
What if it forgets that you're behind it?
No, well, that's the first thing. You got to make sure it doesn't forget.
That's
number one. Number two.
I'm too much of a punk for all of this.
Hey, mad dog. I ain't about that. Like, anything else, though?
Animals, the other thing is that
animals will disappoint you.
Nah, dog. So it was my extreme outdoors, man. You're like,
I'm telling me chuff posies extreme.
I think let's stick to the chuff posies and the monkeys. Nigga, you out there with lions and cheetahs?
Golly.
No, but I mean, come on, man. That's
so how did the lion feel about you going to the cheetahs? Did he feel jealous?
The lion was very cool. The particular lion that they chose was cool. There was one that I was like, okay, we can choose any animal literally in this sanctuary except for that one. Because if that nigga is allowed to come out.
It's lit.
It's XO and there's no A. That's about it.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Like, did you guys think about Benny dying possibly?
You know what I mean?
Like maybe did that come up in the policy?
Your contract must have been like 100 pages thick, man.
You know what I mean?
No, it was real. I had to go for blood tests, physicals, all that stuff. Yeah. So season 2 is a lot more involved than season 1.
When do you guys start shooting?
We're already in pre-production right now.
Okay, dope.
And you only hollered us now?
Got the cameraman in the studio right now.
Are we going to be on this?
Yeah, you probably will.
Hey, you got me good.
Wait,
Mr. Lexkin, nigga, he got the whole season, man. You only got one show. Come on.
It's like stream radio.
You already know. Unscripted.
Got me in a room with 2 Zimbabweans. And you told them no borders.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
That's extreme.
And they call themselves the immigrants.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I
episode one.
I immigrate. I'm Moroccan now. You didn't get the memo?
Oh, snap. For real?
Yeah, I actually need whatever you're using to bleach.
It must be that Congolese stuff that they banned.
No, this is that French Montana. You know, that French Montana cream. You know what I'm saying?
That $4,000, what do they call it? A cup, a bucket?
Get out of here. Nah. Things I can do with $4,000 right now.
Yeah, I swear.
No, but there's a lot more stuff on the horizon, man. It's not just extreme stuff.
So, what was your favorite country in season one? And you said you're looking forward to going to Zim in season two.
Yeah.
Zim is going to be boring, guarantee you. What I mean, in terms of like, because Zim is basically...
Zim might just kick your ass. What are you... Hey, listen, my friend.
No,
you
we're not.
You shot Cecil.
We've seen you with lions. And we don't appreciate what you're doing. Hey, come here. In fact, where are you from?
I don't know if
you guys can still work on the scheduling, but Zim might not be, it's not like a good time.
It might not be the right time to.
We're kind of going through
it's extreme. Not necessarily outdoors. It's just extreme.
It's just extreme. Generally.
Everything is just extreme.
You might just want to play it and just knock your $10.
Yeah.
Oh, is that extreme? This is really extreme.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, you know, I know so many people from Zim.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, like almost all my friends are from Zim. So it's like, I just want to know where all these crazy people come from.
Did he just say that on our show? You going to say that on our show, nigga?
Can we monetize this little situation? When you're in Zim, obviously, you guys are going to need some people to help you out.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, talk to the boss. Let him know we're more than available.
Yeah, just do a couple of pre-recordings.
Yeah, you know, we're going to show you around.
Listeners, don't worry, we won't forget
you. Some of the extreme activities we got in Zim going on.
Yeah. Oh, some other extreme attacks.
Oh, we got some real extreme things going on there.
Okay. Yeah. Steph. Nah, man, I think season two, we can pull some people in.
Yeah, let's pull some people in.
He making promises. They always make promises. When's the last time? How many niggas be on the show we asked them to be in their videos?
Man.
Ain't nobody holler. Next thing, little skinny yellow skin dude.
I understand.
Was Pink Panther.
I wanted to do a Farnsworth Bentley niggas video.
Yeah, that's it.
The umbrella that player. Stop it.
Nobody's letting you
Stop
do
it.
That. Nobody's letting you do that.
No. I want to be with the main chick. Yeah, I want to be with Nadia Nakai in the video.
Oh, wow, man. Nadia looking amazing.
Hey, she looking amazing. She's looking
money will change you.
Yeah. Hey. Change your whole
family tree, man.
I'm
going
to see you guys at the end of season two. There might be some changes. Just saying, there might be some changes.
Where do you guys screen it? Like, how do we catch Extreme Outdoors Africa?
In South Africa, it's not on South African television, but you can get it on the, Questa TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the Questa Sports app. So you download that. A lot of people have seen it already. It's actually it's even airing on in-flight.
It's really big in Kenya.
Parts
of Uganda. East Africa.
And it's obviously West Africa is now hopping on because Quest is expanding, and as they do, we do too.
Tell me something. Sorry, man. Just like as you just mentioned Quest, I wanted to ask you something. Like, how do you feel about Quest's infiltration into the market? And like, you know, obviously, I mean, it's great for you because you obviously have new opportunities. I mean, Quest is not ready to give us any opportunity. That's what anyway. We ain't shouting you out.
Malice, I am shouting you out. We know you.
Definitely. You know, but like, I think, like, I want to find out from talent. Like, how does it feel to be able to be on that platform, and where do you see their growth going?
For me, any competition is good.
Yeah.
You know, we got that monopoly. I'm not gonna mention it. We got that monopoly going on. So for Quest to come in and just disrupt anything is good for talent specifically, because there's a whole lot more producers producing stuff that we can get on. There's a whole lot more opportunities for people that want to become producers. That's one of the things that, you know, the opportunity I've gotten working with the guys that do XOA.
Yeah.
That I'm now producing.
Who does XOA?
You know, XOA is done by a company called Africa Insight.
Okay.
Based in Nairobi, Kenya.
All right.
But yeah, we're trying to localize the production a little bit. You know?
No, let's localize everything. We should localize their bank accounts too.
Man, because there is so much talent. We're a continent that just reached over 1 billion people recently.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
the
last two or three years, we even got a new country. You know what I mean? South Sudan.
Yeah.
You know? And you're thinking like, and everything is just from Zanzi Magic.
Yeah.
Date my family. That is the worst show I've ever seen in my life.
Before you even go far, I'll tell you one thing. You see, in one breath, you may have a qualm in terms of the quality of production or whatever. But in another breath, it's also an opportunity for young cats to actually get out there and be able to do stuff.
I agree, yes. But then I'm just saying there's a monopoly.
I'm
agreeing with him. I'm saying, you know, the monopoly is ridiculous because everything is multi-choice. Everything is, I don't even know, multi-choice, DSTV,
its own gatekeepers.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying, Mzansi Magic. And then there are all these restrictions where Zambezi Magic is so whack that it only airs in Zambia, Malawi, Zimbabwe.
Oh, that's if they pay you. Yeah,
yeah, that's about
Then it's getting magic. A little personal.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I think there does need to be
Kev knows what I'm about.
Yeah, there does need to be more competition. Yeah. I mean, because we're such a huge continent,
right,
and there's so much. I cannot go on TV and the only thing I see is Mzansi.
Yeah, look, but the power,
you know, I mean, Mzansi, people, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I just got to say, on Twitter, on Facebook, on TV, you start sentences off in English, and then you break into I'm like, bruh.
No, but
this was interesting at the beginning, but then you, I didn't get the rest.
Yeah, here now. We've got a friend of ours. I won't mention his name, but you can't be here, Chief, for 10 plus years and not learning something.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
but I'm not talking about locally, because MultiChoice and DSTV aren't local. It's Africa.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know what? We need to have content from the rest of Africa so that we all engage.
Here's the thing.
In fairness, look, the Mzansi Magic platform already speaks for itself by the channel title. Right. Mzansi Magic.
Yeah.
It's all about them Sasko niggas. So we ain't got no beef with that.
There's no issue with that.
I don't have beef with Mzansi Magic. I'm just saying, let there be a Uganda Magic. Let there be, you know what I mean?
But this is Hems the thing. They give us something like Zambezi Magic, which is poorly funded, poorly administrated.
You see.
Right?
That's my issue.
That's what I said. I'm coming to you. And then you've got something like Africa Magic, which is Nigeria. That's it. And the Niger boys don't play. You know them.
Yeah.
If you don't give them the money, they're going to find it themselves. My brother, if you can't pay for this, organize now. And look how far they've gone. They moved the entire operation. They're like, this thing can't exist in Mzansi.
Never.
Let it go to Lagos. And they took it there. So this is the situation. If East Africa also wants to have that sort of platform within like Africa or around Africa, then they need to have that. But guess what? East Africa is actually going to respond better to Kwesi than it will ever respond to MultiChoice. Because why? It's Francophones out there. It's Swahili-speaking people out there.
Exactly, yeah.
And this is the thing. I'm so with you with this MultiChoice thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've always said, MultiChoice is not your best television provider.
It's not. No. It's a monopoly. And I hope they wake up.
And so that's like, Kwesi comes in, and with the people behind Kwesi, obviously, bring people like Strive Massive. One of the biggest brains in the world.
Mula.
I can only see them messing up if they have the same problems that MultiChoice has in terms of administration. And for me, already, I don't see them going anywhere because of that.
Well, admin, you see, the problem is it's usually what happens is it's like marketing managers come. You know that, right? When you're still on your grind, you know, you're trying to get the job, you know, you're going door to door. But once you're in the office and you're the marketing manager of blah, 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 MTN.
And they've got your bank details.
You know what I mean?
Payroll.
You know, and then you're being paid. You cease to actually be a marketing manager. Marketing managers don't stay in the office. We shouldn't be going to MTN to be like, yo, can you sponsor us? They should be coming to us like, yo, what's good? How y'all doing? Can I sit in? Can I listen? I kind of like this. Let's work. That's why you're the marketing. You're supposed to market. Right. No, we're not supposed to market for you. But that's the problem. Kwesi, the idea was amazing. I'm not really judging. I'm just hoping that it doesn't end up like this. But the idea is amazing. And the implementation so far has been amazing. I just hope it doesn't get to that point where you guys become cocky. And you're like, but we're the thing.
But
you
I'm worried. I feel like the gatekeeper situation is still following us again. Yeah. You know, if we can't get
in here. Hey, dog, that word, gatekeeper.
Yeah. If we can't get in here, then Kwesi comes around.
Peter.
We can't even get into Kwesi. Mm. And they're just continuously focusing on the same boring old talent that exists already, that has been collecting checks.
Remember when Malisela hollered us about Kwesi Sport?
Yeah.
And you're saying, I want people who have been. I'm like, dog, so what's the point of opening up something new?
Yeah, exactly.
You want people who've been there, like, what's the point?
As much as all the stuff that you're saying is on point, content will always be king at the end of the day. So a lot of these broadcasters that you see right now out here, especially I'll say the local ones as well in SA, the content is just not keeping up with what the people want to see.
Thank you.
Now you've got the internet, right? I can watch any show anywhere, anytime.
Exactly.
Anywhere. So for you to keep up with that, you need to give me something for me to tune into your
broadcast. Shout out to everybody who's watching Power Season 4. We're on episode 3 right now. Episode 4 coming out. Shout out to 50.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going down.
So you can't rely on the fact that we are Africans.
Your season 3
niggas
on DSTV.
You need to come through and give us content.
You need to give
us something that we want to see. And one thing I'm really impressed with Kwesi about is that they've gone all out in buying, you know, content that nobody else has.
That's
and,
not.
And they've spent money.
No, 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 Benny. Listen,
they've
this
spent
is you,
money.
This is when you get out of our studio.
No, it's right? The truth.
They didn't spend money on us. They spent money on you. That's why you out here you see all
this,
bright
this
and stuff.
Hate.
Smelling good.
Hell yeah, I'm a hate on you. Coming here over accessorized and shit.
it's like niggas
looking like he came out of the t-shirt video.
Can you imagine? I was shooting this nigga yesterday. He was in shorts and slacks. Comes out to the studio. He got scarves and all the type of
like hating on niggas because they took a shower. Like, well, that's the problem with Africans today.
Do you see the African? Once his check went through, it's like, oh, but well, look, I mean, they're getting the best content right now. You know,
but they are. It's the truth.
They're getting your content.
Yeah.
What we're saying is that they must broaden it. I'm happy that people like you are going to be on the platform.
Yeah.
Because you're people who should have been like at the top echelon of the current platforms that are here. But clearly because gatekeepers exist, then you're not there. Mm-hmm. Now they put you in the East. I want to be in the East. Have you seen the honeys in Rwanda? Why do you think they started
well,
the
I'm definitely
going to
see them now.
Sudan? They're like, nah, man, we need to localize these honeys. We need to package them on this side.
Oh, snap, diddly do, man. Nah, but I mean, shout out to Extreme Outdoors Africa.
Yeah, 100%.
Shout out to Questa TV as well, man. Yeah. Anything that pushes, you know, the boundaries.
Yeah.
Right. And Questa
is a Shona word.
That so means everywhere.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully we'll see you somewhere near our doors. And yeah.
To launch in South Africa. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know the details, but I know it's coming.
They better come through with some security for that.
So how do people get a hold of XOA, your handles, your everything?
Okay, Twitter, it's at Lord Benzo. So Lord underscore Benzo.
You see, he had to...
L-O-R-D-E underscore Benzo. Same on Instagram. Facebook is Benny Langer with an
app. Yeah, you see, that's who he really is. Yeah,
yeah, and then we Extreme Africa on
Lord
Instagram.
Benzo.
Yeah, you have to be a Lord.
Hey!
You got to be a Lord about
And we've got someone who calls himself Sir Twiz coming up. Sir Twiz.
You have to
that
title
is a big mistake.
What did Dr. Malinga do? Dr. Malinga awarded himself, the Song of the Year album.
My man,
he
had this guy put,
then they had
put
to
money
give him
in
the
an
next
entire
year.
Award show.
Exactly.
A whole production.
That's give himself an award.
You must award yourself.
Presenters, everything.
That is gangster.
You must award yourself.
That is gangster.
When I started out, I started calling myself an actor, presenter, but I hadn't done any of those things. Now I've done
all of
them.
Yeah.
Hey, so, you know.
You
got to put it out there.
Yeah.
You've got a cap that says Bosso.
I'm a boss. Everybody knows, man.
You know
it says Ricky Mzanzi Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mzanzi Ross.
I've always been, nigga. You know, like I'm a boss, man.
So
nigga.
You gotta be
I'm a criminal, but I'm a boss.
So I'm a lord.
I'm gonna call myself Kes Hefner.
Okay.
You
okay,
know
we
what?
Can see where you're
for
going
the
with
first
this.
Time. Yeah. He couldn't get a clap back because he was right.
Yeah.
This man is a pimp. This man.
Oh.
If you started your own magazine,
Kes
an
Hefner.
African playboy, dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's wrap that up.
So, Lord Benzo on Twitter, Lord Benzo on Instagram, Benny Langer on Facebook, XOA on, oh no,
Extreme
Outdoors.
Africa. It's just Extreme Africa.
But I copped the pictures from Extreme Outdoors Africa.
No, there's two pages.
Okay.
That's the new one is
so
Extreme
clearly,
Africa.
Okay, these
on Instagram.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
XOA have lost their minds. They've got two pages. Okay, because there's actually two
there's
Extreme Outdoors, yeah.
There's a Facebook page and
yeah.
there's a, an Instagram page.
Yeah.
And then there's another affiliate that we work with called Extreme with an E.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they help us up with content.
Oh, those are other white people getting money from other white people. But yeah, we understand
let's
how
open
it goes.
Up our own affiliation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, we're about to drop Y'all Got to Listen to This Song by Sir Twiz, and he's going to be up next. CliffCentral.com, No Borders.
No Borders. Smack that.
Katsela, kile bonse ore kile pansela. Peace to my nigga Dex vela razela. Ele san kole kole tata feta kale tola. Yo, e kile viana sani kachuma. Ambuse hiso gari chipi zege man koma. Wano le moto lola le moto longa mutuba. Age mojole kibi zaga tsai ga motoba. Listen, yo, kabula sekel, kato sabadi tel. Kashapa gadi lino garbo ruku wa mutete. Nina stele ge pati ma gare pata ya SK. Babita vida tenga gubi sisi gate. Bari kinja, then turn around.
Yes, happy lunchers. We back again on No Borders. It's myself, Kamu Big Daddy Black, the original birthday boy. 29th
July.
Cocoon is going down. I'm with my boy KF with the biggest beard in the city. You know, it's crazy. We with Sir Twizzy.
Yes, sir. Sir, twice.
Oh, sir, twice.
So,
I,
so how do we? My bad.
Because this nigga said Twizzy.
As Twiz, I think. Because
oh, you did the whole South thing. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. But he's like it's okay. Sir twice.
Okay, yeah, I just heard your song. What's the name of the single again?
It's Die Dang.
Okay,
it's Die Dang.
Yeah. Die Dang, and it sounds jacked. I don't know where he jacked it from. You sound like one of those dudes who probably jacked like one of what's his Bonani Fassi's music. Like
nah.
Someone put a USB in my computer.
There's a sample though.
Yeah, there's a sample. Yes. What was that sample?
That was what,
is that Brenda Fassi?
No, that's Pet Shange.
Pet Shange. Okay, yeah. I've heard of Pet Shange before.
Pet Shange. Like you know, this is a dude I used to grow up to when I was a kid and whatnot. Yeah. You know, obviously your parents are gonna play you that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, you know, when my boy put it out and was like, "Yo, listen, I got this thing. You need to check it out."
Yeah.
It's got the sample, and I was like, yo. And when he played it to me, I instantly fell in love with it.
Yeah.
You know,
y'all cleared the sample, right?
Y'all cleared the sample, right? Yeah, we did.
You won't be there when you get sued.
I think you just thought about that. Oh.
Yeah, nah.
That took a lot of guts, though, you know, writing a jam like that, man. Like,
yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, that was sick. I'm okay.
Yeah.
That was dope. I mean, like, I'm feeling the way you're kind of bringing that old school vibe back.
Definitely.
And how's it been received by other people, like within your circle and outside of your circle?
No, they feeling it, man. Like they've been feeling it and they still feeling it, you know. Yeah. And I'm still in the process of pushing the single. Obviously, I got like other checks, and you know, my project is in the process of being done and whatnot. But
is it an EP, album, mixtape?
It's a mixtape.
Okay, nice.
It's a young thing that I owe my peeps who've been expecting things from me from way back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like people have just been downloading, showing it love and support and whatnot. And shout out to 26th April. That's the one that's on iTunes right now.
Okay,
that's,
nice. That's another just single. Well, yeah,
that's another single right there. But it's been great, man. It's been great. It's been on a couple of radio stations as well.
Yeah.
Like we put in together a budget to shoot a video and you know, have a couple of cameos from, you know, peeps I can't mention as yet. But
until it's all done.
Yeah, most definitely.
And like,
really, you're just gonna end it there?
Yeah, I'm gonna end it there.
Are you gonna end it there? Like we're right here, dog.
Yeah.
You're right here. On our show, in our studio.
But he said he can't mention, so obviously he can't even mention that we're going to be.
Okay, he better not.
He's going to be like those other ones who just come to like, you guys can come.
Next time you see it on YouTube, you know what I mean?
I'm going to have you niggas in the asshole. Like, yo, I got my Clip Central niggas out here. Asshole, you know what I'm saying?
You know how we deal with niggas like you? If you don't, like, holler at us for the video shoot after we put your song on, we generally think your shit is whack.
Even if we thought it was dope.
Yeah, even if we thought it was dope.
Nah.
It
becomes whack.
Nah, straight up. No.
Even when we see in the club, like, oh, there goes that whack dude.
Nah. Yeah.
Sir Twiz. Not Sir Twice, Sir Twiz.
That'll be a shot.
So, interestingly, I was asking you before we got on the interview now, and obviously Oscar's in the building.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Oscar. Well, everyone, I would assume people know Oscar.
Yeah, everybody knows Oscar,
Yeah. So, he was telling me that he had the management relationship with Oscar before.
Yeah.
So, like, he used to kind of hold Oscar down, and now Oscar's holding him down.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
Snap, this is a crazy relationship.
Yeah. That's a very crazy relationship. But, like,
and for those of you who don't know the Oscar we're talking about Oscar, you got tall ass moles.
Hell yeah.
Partner in crime.
Yeah.
Straight up.
That's funny ass.
Small,
dude.
Funny ass white dude.
Yeah,
you know him, right?
You know him,
This
is family practice.
Yeah, he dresses,
you know,
like black
saying
people and shit.
Yeah. You know? And he be getting them black honeys all shot.
Oh!
Straight up, don't bullshit. Oh. I don't even have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can speak for himself. It's just that he's handling admin right now. But it is what it is.
Someone just put Oscar on black.
But it is what it is.
Oscar,
no, man,
now your whole family know you like
that. They been knowing. This is fam, man. Like, you know, my boy been holding me down. And I hold him down as well. You know what I'm saying? Besides business, it's a
family thing.
So Twice called me up and said, I assume he got my number from Oscar after we met at NYC. He's like, yo, Oscar. But then he put the surname. I'm like, Oscar who? Like, Oscar. Like, oh, Oscar, man. Yeah. I just know Oscar. I don't know his surname.
There's two Oscars. There's that nigga Oscar. And then there's this.
I'm like, wait, are you talking about Oscar?
Nah.
I bet you were like, you out, man? Are you out? What, you a house arrest?
You still got any money?
You feeling a drink or what? What's up, man? I ain't turning up with you, man.
Man, you should be.
Nah, man.
Blow your fucking
Is it too
brain,
early?
Man.
Is it too early?
I don't know, man. Shit. Oscar been shooting that nigga, man. Shit. He's shooting on a boat.
Y'all need to cut that out, man.
Kill that shit.
So he hollers at me, right? Network is bad. So I'm like, yo, text me. This dude texts me. He's like, I'm the minister of...
Yeah.
So in the blurb, I actually wrote that, you know, He's come to brag about his many now, accolades.
You know,
and titles.
You can say that shit, man.
I looked at the blurb yesterday. Like,
yo, you niggas are savage, though, man. Shit.
Who is this dude? First of all, I don't even know this dude.
I didn't even list the accolades. Let him speak for himself.
Yo, check this out. Oh, you know,
before we shoot you,
part of management and ownership of Hip Hop Revolution SA.
Aight.
2015 Castlelight MTV Minister of Entertainment. Morbid affiliate from back in the days. X Street Dancer. I could go on and on. Oscar von Mimity management team. You know, in the building.
Yeah.
And rapping Pitori Matlanyen. Sushan Gupe, where y'all niggas at, man?
Where the fuck are those niggas at? Because Sushan Gupe niggas rubbed me, nigga.
You didn't make it for the show. We were like, where this nigga? He's like, I got robbed.
This nigga out here repping the set that I'm trying to get laid out. He's like, nah, that's Sushan, nigga. You need to back the fuck out.
Man, what part of Sushan?
I don't even know, nigga. It was a deal, nigga. I thought it was going down. Damn.
You see, it happened before you and I got to meet and shit. So I'm going to put the word out.
Yeah, put the word out, man.
Yo, man.
Get the chain back.
Yo, man. Get the chain. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bring the jewelry back.
Yeah, man.
My niggas, we good. He my nigga. He's even going to be cameoing in the video. So we fan.
We don't want no shots being fired at the video shoot, yo. We're going to come in on Kevlar and everything.
I'm sorry, social buzz, but damn. ain't that the nigga we robbed, MC? Shit, this nigga blowing up.
Oh, snap.
No, but tell me about your musical journey, man. Like, where did it start? Like,
yeah,
you know?
Shit, dog. Like, from way back. Ever since I was a kid, I remember, like, my mom used to. She still does. Like,
are you one of those suppressed rappers?
You only
come out like way later.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
You're doing so many different things.
I know.
And then one day, you're like, fuck.
I'm just like, shit. Yeah, I think you know.
I'm like that, you know.
I still believe.
Yeah, you do.
My brother.
You spit.
Yeah. I got busted.
For real?
Yeah.
Instead of such a like off.
No, we need to. I'm looking for studios.
Nah, I got you. Zinto Studios, man. I'll take you there.
Hey, we finna turn the studio, the podcast studio, into recording real soon.
Yeah.
No, but
Greg Engel. Yeah. All right.
But check it out, you know, like ever since I was a kid, man, you know, dancing, rapping, singing,
it's been a part
even
of your
the
culture,
whole
yeah.
singing thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, so like.
Oh, you sing a little?
Yeah, a little bit. But like, you know what?
Okay, I want like a little. Ah.
Nah.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, do a little Michael. Come on now.
Come on, let's hear you sing.
Do some Michael.
Let's hear you sing.
I can't do Michael. I don't hit high notes or anything like that. I do the shit that these niggas are doing right
the
now.
New
like
nigga.
The new nigga shit.
Oh, so,
I think
so,
I'll die for you.
That's all right.
Okay.
I think I'll lie for you.
There you go.
Okay, enough bragging on our show. It's okay. We got it.
That's enough, man.
Snap these niggas. We shouldn't be giving these niggas a chance.
You the one who keeps answering their goddamn calls, man.
Yo,
damn.
I keep answering. No, it was a landline. So, you know, this is also my work phone. So I'm like, if it's a landline, and I switch up, like, when I don't know the number and it's a landline, like, good afternoon, can see we're here.
you know me.
I get into office.
I've never answered a landline in this country. As soon as it comes, I'm like, nah.
It's
debts, man.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Do you think your man will it be possible for you to be paying this man? Pay what? No, because you see that thing. Yeah, you're not responding to an email. I'm being sent. Like, how you get my email?
Wow.
So where does the name Sir Twice come from?
Surname is Habedi. So when you translate that into English, it means Habi. It means twice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Flava's cousin. Shout out to
Komora. Oh, snap,
you know what
man.
I'm saying?
Oh, this is crazy.
Tepang, what up, boy? I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a personal thing.
We got royalty in the building, huh?
Man, that's actually very crazy, man. Yeah. So, you just dropped the ball. Oh, you just fucked up.
You just fucked up.
So how did you feel, man? Like when everything went down.
It was fucked up. It was.
It was really fucked up.
It was. It was heavy, fam. And you know what? It's funny because during
that time. No disrespect,
but
is it real that it was a side chick that stabbed him?
Nah,
it's not true, right?
I wouldn't label it a side. Mm-hmm. You know, but like they had a thing going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was a
thing. Real relationship.
Yeah, it was a thing that they had going on.
Well,
and
I mean, there's a real relationship when you got someone on the side.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying. But he, you know, I mean, he's got a kid by someone else and stuff. So he had something before that.
Then,
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
That must have been a very shocking because I can remember meeting Flabo like a few years back. And I can remember meeting him, like, just after the period when the song blew up, when Do Like I Do started blowing up.
Yes,
and,
yes,
like,
yes.
Yo, everyone was like, yo, man, Flav is coming back.
Yeah,
like,
back, yeah.
That was the thing.
And,
that, yeah.
and like, next thing is like, yo,
Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. I, my niggas, like, and you know what was funny was that I was asleep. You know, I mean, it happened like in the morning. So
yeah.
I wake up and then my little sister sends me a message. She's like, yo, dude, Flabba's gone. I'm like, gone where? What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, like.
She's like, yo, dude, like, this nigga, like.
He's dead.
He's out. And just, like, I think 3 minutes later, one of my boys comes in knocking at my door. He's like
yo,
dog,
fam.
Shit, my nigga. You know, so like it's we still in the process of dealing with this thing. You know what I'm saying? And we don't like talking about it that much.
We won't even stress you much more about that, man. Yeah. But you know, shout out to Flabba, man. Yeah. Rest in peace, man. You know, I mean,
we had to address it slightly since the name was dropped. I mean, that's hip hop royalty. Yeah, I mean, we can't just let that name just kind of slide.
That's Alex royalty.
You know, and I think you know what the most part of. How I'm pushing my music right now, because I was pushing it but not this serious.
Yeah.
But like right now I just feel like I got to, like, you know, like just rep him, man.
Yeah.
You owe it to him. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I owe it to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Because
was he influential in terms of like yo come up there, would you like just be at the crib spitting bars? He's like, yeah.
Not even because you must understand, like the clan, the Habedi clan is quite huge.
Quite big.
So you know, like my dad actually was born in Alex, and then we moved to Pretoria side, and then the other part of the clan stayed this side. You know what I'm saying? So like on my come up, like, you know, I knew that we were related, but then. I'm kind of a proud dude, Nyana, you know what I'm saying? So like I wouldn't, like every other rapper and celebrity,
you know what I mean? Like, it reminds me
so much of a boy called Tepo, and
he reminds me of you, nigga. What you talking about? He reminds me of you. Get out of here, talking about your boy Tepo.
My boy Tepo,
I thought you were gonna be like, he reminds me of me. Get out of here.
I got robbed.
You're talking
about, you got him. So you know, it was like we bumping each other at shows and stuff, and I'd be like, yo, fam, like. And you know, like, he was like, oh shit, yeah, I know about y'all, man, whatever. And we'd show love and whatnot, you know. And during that time, like, I knew that I had to do this music thing. And I was like, shit, if I could get this nigga on one of my joints or whatever.
That'd be dope.
And then this thing happened, you know what I mean? Wow. And it was like, fuck, there goes everything. So even Tsepang knows, like, when I talked to him about, like, this whole thing, and he's also going to be involved in, like, the, you know, the project and whatnot. Yeah.
What's the name of the project?
H-A-B-E-D-I.
Oh, you're rapping. I'm rapping.
I'm rapping Habedi like it's going out of fashion, man. Yeah. Yeah. Like, cause you know, like I feel like we really do owe it to the nigga. You know what I'm saying? That is.
Hey, wait, guys. Hold up. Are those tequila glasses?
I think so. Oh shit.
Those look like tequila glasses in the studio. What's going on in the studio over there? Tequila glasses.
Oh man. Where's the tequila? It's Friday, so we're gonna do this thing.
Rina must have left the studio because this would not happen with Rina.
Hell no.
So you know, it's
how long is it? When can we expect it? You know, give us details, fam.
I think we should be done September.
Okay.
September, because we're in the process of, like, you know, just finishing up a couple of joints and whatnot, and obviously, like, get confirmations on a couple of dudes if they're going to jump on and whatnot, like I said.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, like, everything is in motion. I got a great production team with me. Yeah. Shout out to Big Dreams. You know what I'm saying? What up, fam? Yeah. K-Rox, Dash3, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. FD, you know, the whole clique, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could go on and on. Boys, what's up? You know, Joe?
Yeah.
So, like, it's I got a whole bunch of niggas that I ride with that are also pushing this whole thing, and we're not even doing it, you know, just to, like, be out there. And I just, oh, well, I know for me it's a personal thing, whether you know you sell or you don't, I just got things that I want to get off my chest, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you go through a lot in life. I mean, I just recently lost someone else, and that shit got me caught up in my own feelings. So like, I'm writing every single day, you know what I'm saying? So it's
but don't worry, man, hold tight, you know, these things that happen to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, we all experience losses in different ways. It could be people that are close to you, it could be money, it could be anything, but I think the bounce back has always been the most important thing for every man.
Definitely.
And everybody, I always, you know, with everything that I've faced, I've always been able to tell somebody else how to deal with this shit. Like, yo, man, like, it's really not that bad.
Yeah.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
The idea is how you bounce back and how, you know, you apply yourself.
Yeah,
and
I guess
the music, the way, the direction you're going with the music is great. So why not, man? Yeah, you know?
And you know, like,
all the way up.
I think come when I love music with content, we always say, always. I mean, we love the turn up.
Yeah,
we ain't got no.
You see, now you talking.
Now I'm just saying, I ain't got no problems with the turn up.
Me too.
But I still, like, when there's a bit of content, and then I'm 31 though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like you Hefner in the making.
Thanks for saying that, man. Shout out to Jay Huss all the way in London, man. Shout out to Jay Huss. You know, y'all need to go listen to Jay Huss. He's crazy.
You know, but when you're able to take me back, in 2017, but you take me back.
That's my intention.
I'm like, wait, hold up, man. I'm like, hey. So I was actually actually in studio. We were having a workshop last night.
Yeah. Oh shit.
When I downloaded the track and I'm listening to it and
it kind of took you.
I'm like, oh, okay, let me put this on pause.
Yeah. Word.
I'm like, all right, that's when I sent you the message. I'm like, hey, nigga.
Yeah, word.
But you know, on your project, if you could start like going through a catalog of African artists that you kind of like or whatever, start reaching out to them. I think it'll be nice. You know, in South Africa, people have seen the boom that's come with the music.
Yeah.
But they haven't actually understood that the boom is not just South African wide.
It's African.
Yeah. True.
I just want to see an artist on the come up who's gonna fuse.
And Kamu, there's some crazy love.
Yeah.
In the rest of Africa.
Yeah.
Because the other day, Roberto just. He just, you know, hit up Pataranki.
Yeah.
Next thing, they did a jam.
That's one of my favorite artists, some time later,
they were here at News Cafe Rivonia.
Shit.
That's where they shot part of their video.
Word. But the reality is...
You know what I mean? Like, he brought Pataranki out, like, and Pataranki was cool about it. I mean, there's a lot of unity. Yeah.
There's money in synergies.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
and the reality is, you know what? Our show.
And we're not saying synergies in Mpumalanga and Cape Town. No borders.
You gotta expand your reach. I would love to. I rarely pick up on new artist projects, not necessarily because I'm a hater.
Yeah.
It's because I'm looking for diversity. I'm looking for an artist
who always has either
a connection with a Steph London. That's actually what builds your fan base across the world, makes you globally, like a commercial brand.
It makes you
someone people want to tap into. The last thing I want to do is do a song and then have to feature somebody I've been chilling with for 5 years.
You know what I mean? Because you can't get Yemi Alade.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Or Salty Soul.
But the beauty of it is that, like, I understand the come up. Obviously, if we reached out to them, they'll be like, who are you? Yeah. What do you be trying to do? Yeah. You know, but like, the reality is, if we reached out to an artist who's doing all right, you know, then that would be cool. You know, but anyway, clearly timing is just a problem.
Palace has given us that eye. Like, she gave us that eye.
Palace behaves as if we're dating her. We're not dating you, Palace. That's one thing you need to know. You know,
she gave
we
us
all working
she
here,
gave
you
us she gave us that you're not getting any you're not exactly, getting none tonight eye. You know what I mean?
Like, you can't date her, man. Like, because it's obvious. If she shows up somewhere, like, man, your wife ain't giving you nothing tonight. It's bad.
And niggas already know.
That's why I hit the cleaner in the cupboard.
Sir Twice, how do people get a hold of you? Social media
at Sir Twice at SIRTWYZ.
Yeah.
Facebook, Dumisang TWYZHABEDI. And shout out to my clique, man. Like, you know, I'm representing Hip Hop Revolution. This is our company.
Yeah.
You know, we merchandise. We give.
You know, they can't see you, right? But anyway.
Yeah. I'm trying to y'all. Yeah. So, like, you know, we're giving the youth a platform to, like, come through and, you know, engage.
So y'all got caps. You didn't even bring no caps.
Shit. My niggas.
Y'all niggas gonna
put me on blast like that.
Yeah, put me on blast. Get some whiskey after the show. It's all good.
Y'all can go, man. Thanks, man. Yeah,
no,
cool.
Straight up. Thank you guys for having me on the show, man.
No, we love it. And please, man, make sure you come through, man, for my birthday on the 29th and our birthday on the 2nd of September as well.
Okay,
19th of August. Sorry.
August, okay, cool.
19th of August, we're doing our birthday for the show. And my birthday on the 29th of July. Oscar, pull up, man. Let's do some tequila shots. Let's get crazy. I got some bad beds in the building.
Like shit, man.
Yo, we gotta do this, eh? Central.com, no borders. Shout out MTV Sugar Down South, our media partners.
Yeah.
And today's episode 4 of MTV Sugar Down South.
Shout out
Drama
to Mama, man. Got the money.
You already know. KF Kamu,
one
done.
Time. Boom.
Damn.
MTVS stroke 415 stroke 104 stroke E.
That's how we do it on South.
Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is Femi's story.
Sheila, I miss her more than she knows. My woman is incredible. She could have anyone she wants, but she chose me. I'm HIV positive. She's not. Let's just say it hasn't been an easy ride, but here we are. More in love than ever.
Hello, beautiful.
Hey, sexy. Aww.
How you doing, baby?
Nothing much, babe. The usual. Oh, baby, what's wrong?
Nothing much, baby. I miss home.
You know, I can come over and I can sort you out. You know, it's not good for a guy to go so long without.
I know, but babe, I don't think it's a good idea.
So you don't want me to come?
No. How can you say that?
Get the posters out of my car.
I'm going to call.
Yeah, you know how you get, baby. So I just cancel.
She's pretty. Where do you find all of these beautiful women?
Wait, what does he mean by these girls?
No, I gotta go.
I came to South Africa for my career, but ultimately, it's all for Sheila. I want to marry her and hopefully start a family someday. I can't imagine my life without her. It should be enough, right? Look, ain't it funny how they smile up in your face, how the bros call you bros, but they turn like me, no? Ain't it funny how the girls show you love and love? It would be if it wasn't for Storm. Damn, she's my boss's wife and hot as hell. I want to stay away from her. I really do. But that smile, that voice.
Go fetch me the posters, really. Like, that's what I came here to do in South Africa, to fetch your posters.
Oh. And I thought you were Rakim.
No, I'm just fetching this for him.
You get used to him, you know, being...
Oh, rude? Mm. No, I can never get used to that, trust me.
Did you get my message?
Storm. You see, your husband, Rakim, is my boss. Mm. Okay, I have a girlfriend.
I have a cheating husband, and you have a girlfriend 7,000 kilometers away.
6,799 kilometers, actually.
Did you delete it? Sorry, keep it. Like, come in handy, seeing that your girl is 6,799 kilometers away.
I just have to keep my eye on the price. But Joburg makes a fickle mistress. I am so lonely. And Storm knows this.
She just want that pole on a low, low. She wanted sausage, I gave her cheese, bro, bro.
Sometimes the path you choose splits. Where are you gonna go? Left? Right? I feel like two beasts are wrestling for my soul. And I am not sure which one will win.
So what you
have? I'm okay. No, I don't drink, so.
Can I interest you in anything else?
No, I'm okay. In fact, I just want to put these papers in.
But don't be such a bore for me. My husband just ditched me. You, of all people, should know what it feels like to be alone and lonely. How's your girlfriend, by the way?
Fine, actually. In fact, I miss her a lot.
Try being lonely when the one you love is right here.
Your husband is such an idiot.
You're so sweet.
Stop. Stop. Please. You shouldn't be doing this.
Help me make him look good.
You shouldn't. Stop. Stop. You know what? I can't do this. We have to stop. I gotta go.
Sonny, we need each other. You dissed the wrong girl!
You know what? Maybe it's Nora Kim that's the problem.
I thought I could make the Storm business disappear. Pretend it never happened. I just needed Sheila here with me in Joburg. That was the answer. Sheila, my safe space.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I saw your missed call.
Missed calls. Are you avoiding me?
Never.
Maybe come visit, please.
Oh, so now you want me to come. What's going on?
I miss you. I need you here.
That's how I'll come over and you leave me at home while you go to work, babe. Babe, I don't know.
Okay, I promise. I'm going to take you everywhere. Everywhere, I promise.
I'm in this day. Going off that drain. These girls don't shed like me.
I thought I had everything figured out. But before I knew it, everything was messed up. Everything I had worked so hard for, it all came back and beat me hard in the butt.
Is everything...
What makes you think that you can hit on my wife?
What?
Don't even start with me. She told me everything about you giving her wine, telling her you're lonely. Oh, what are you telling me? My wife's a liar now.
No, I'm not. But I...
Listen to me very carefully. This is the last time I'm going to tell you. I did not hire you to go after my wife. So don't mess with me, Femi.
Yeah. That's how it goes. But I can fix this. Just as long as Sheila never finds out.
Do you think it is ever okay to cheat? Hit us up via USSD by texting *134*7714# with your answer. A, no, not ever. You risk hurting your partner both emotionally and physically. B, what's the harm if your partner will never find out? Or C, yes, as long as you aren't married, you don't belong to anyone. Terms and conditions apply. MTV Sugar Down South was proudly brought to you by MTV Stayin' Alive Foundation, Positive Action, Children's Investment Fund Foundation, Mari Stopes International, Department of Basic Education South Africa, PEPFAR, USAID, and MTV Base. That's how we do it on
South, boy. That's what they call it on South. This is CliffCentral.com.